Chapter 13. During the spring of 1934, after I'd been in training for more than 2 years, Hatsumomo and mother decided that the time had come for Pumpkin to make her debut as an apprentice geisha. Of course, no one told me anything about it, since Pumpkin was on orders not to speak with me, and Hatsumomo and mother wouldn't waste their time even considering such a thing. I found out about it only when Pumpkin left the Okia early one afternoon and came back at the end of the day wearing the hairstyle of a young geisha, the so-called momo wear, meaning split peach. When I took my first look at her as she stepped into the entrance hall, I felt sick with disappointment and jealousy. Her eyes never met mine for more than a flicker of an instant. Probably she couldn't help thinking of the effect her debut was having on me. With her hair swept back in an orb so beautifully from her temples, rather than tied at the neck as it always had been, she looked very much like a young woman, though still with her same babyish face. For years, she and I had envied the other girls who wore their hair so elegantly. Now, Pumpkin would be setting out as a geisha while I remained behind, unable even to ask about her new life. Then came the day Pumpkin dressed as an apprentice geisha for the first time and went with Hatsumomo to the Mizuki Tea House for the ceremony to bind them together as sisters. Mother and Auntie went, though I wasn't included, but I did stand among them in the formal entrance hall until Pumpkin came down the stairs assisted by the maids. She wore a magnificent black kimono with the crest of the Nitta Okia and a plum and a gold obi. Her face was painted white for the very first time. You might expect that with the ornaments in her hair and the brilliant red of her lips, she should have looked proud and lovely, but I thought she looked more worried than anything else. She had great difficulty walking. The regalia of an apprentice geisha is so cumbersome. Mother put a camera into Auntie's hands and told her to go outside and photograph Pumpkin having a flint sparked on her back for good luck the very first time. The rest of us remained crowded inside the entrance hall, out of view. The maids held Pumpkin's arms while she slipped her feet into the tall wooden shoes we call okobo, which an apprentice geisha always wears. Then, Mother went to stand behind Pumpkin and struck a pose as though she were about to spark a flint, even though, in reality, it was always Auntie or one of the maids who did the job. When at last the photograph was taken, Pumpkin stumbled a few steps from the door and turned to look back. The others were on their way out to join her, but I was the one she looked at, with an expression that seemed to say she was very sorry for the way things had turned out.